Donut Bag is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Your data is your business. Protect it with ExpressVPN for 3 extra months free with a 1-year package. Go to the link listed in my Twitter profile. All right. We are back. It's been a while, huh, buddy?
It has. How long has it been?
The last time we talked, I remember, I think it was in July, because that was all when they decided to re-sign Malkin and Letang, and we just laughed the whole time. We just that was the entire podcast. I think we just giggled the whole time. He's like, I can't believe this. Looking back, since then, do you feel any better about the team of what they've done in the offseason?
No, I don't actually. I'm a little worried. Our goaltending, I don't think, is strong enough. Our tandem, I mean, that is. I'm not going to put too much slack on DeSmith for his performance last night because the team fell apart in front of him. But I watched Jari go down and slowly get up both in game 1 and 2, okay, which indicates, you know, he's got some tender areas. So I don't like using the I-N-G-U-R-Y word. But I just don't feel strong enough with our goalie tandem. Jari is good. He's not elite. I think every team needs to have one elite goaltender. Jari's glove side is really weak. His glove side is not as strong as it could be. With regards to the other players, like, we added a couple players that are aging, except for one. I forget his name. There's one forward that's not, but whatever. Like, I understand that age is good for experience and for veteran presence, but you can't necessarily have the full core being aging, because you've got to remember, like, the injuries happen, fatigue happens. And look what we did when we won those last two back-to-back. We had a younger core. We had a younger team, right? The game gets faster every year. I'm not happy about it. I understand why it happened. And I think it was stupid, but who am I, right?
They chose to be old, and I'm just looking at their forwards, and the only youngish forwards, I mean, Kapanen's sort of young, but he's a veteran. Paling, I'm not sure how old he is. There's Josh Archibald. And then on defense, it's P.O. Joseph, and that's basically it. Everybody else is just a veteran, a pretty old veteran. So, yeah, we're just rolling with the old folks.
Yeah, it's tough.
But that's a decision they made. And for me, going into the season, I was just not... maybe not excited is the word, because it's like, okay, you chose to basically do nothing. Yes, they got Petrie. Yes, they got Ruta. But really, they chose to keep everything the same. You keep everything the same from a team that has not succeeded in years now, to me, is stupid. But that's what they decided. And, like, who are you? Who am I? And so what are you going to do? So that's all we could do is hope. I don't know the status of, like, the Wilkes-Barre, like the status.
No, they're in shambles. They're not a team that we can lean on. Not
it's
like
not, they, yeah, well, there's not no
like
top
they
prospects.
Were back in 2015, 16, 17. That's another big concern. For this organization too. Now, I don't know much about it myself. I don't have the chance to watch our AHL team's games, and I don't really follow too much on it, but I did take a look at the roster, and honestly, it's pretty lackluster. And this is a farm team. This is a team that you need to make really put time into, because you really want to have a system that you can lean on in the case of, you know, injuries and stuff. And you want to be able to build like a future out of these players for the years to come. So I'm really questioning the sanity, actually, of the Penguins front office and management right now.
Yeah, they made their decisions, and hey, you know, we just have to see how it goes. But despite our thoughts, they are mostly looking good so far. Two first two games, really good. The last game against Montreal, not even the first two games you're excited about. Oh
no. Okay. Can I elaborate why? I'm embarrassed with how the Pens played in game one. I'm really embarrassed. They know they played well. Don't get me wrong, but this is game one of the regular season. To me, the regular season is a glorified exhibition. Okay. You do not have to go all out and blow out games and play intense hockey at the start of the through regular season. You don't. Like I said, glorified exhibition. The point of a regular season is to find what works for your teams, lines that work, plays that work, so on and so forth, and to get a spot in the postseason. That's it. That's what regular season is. Now, if you're not playing regular season smart, and you're playing like these, we had two blowout games, which were so unnecessary, you know, like, I get it. The first game, they were excited and they had something to prove. There's been a lot of whispers. Oh, they're too old. This, do, 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 do. But what's going to happen when there's a few things that are going to happen? You're going to play too hard too soon. You set yourself up to burn out fast and increase the chance of injuries because your body's tired. And now we've got these aging players that have a history of injuries, severe injuries and surgeries. Like, tone it down a bit. Don't get me wrong. I love to win. It's my favorite. But I also love to win in the postseason, right? And the coach in me says, like, slow it down. I was a little embarrassed, to say the least. It was just too much, too soon. Don't get me wrong. They played pretty connected in the first game, but the second and third, I wouldn't say they were so connected at all. But the third game was just a complete disaster. But I think if you want to win, it's like, what's that phrase? Like, it's not a sprint.
It's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
Yeah. And that's exactly what regular season is. Okay. We're at game one and two. Game one coming huge, bang, bang, yeah, yeah, yeah. And look what happened after two of these games. They fell apart. Let it slow it down, win the games, but not overkill. Like, let's just do our job. You're not looking to hurt yourself or to speed through things until you find what's working. Like, I still see a lack of connection for the most part with this team. And I know it's early incorporating the new players and this and that, but I noticed that some players kind of play for themselves and not for the team. I'm not going to name those players at this point because it's too soon. I want to give them more chance to play and to see what they've got. And I'm not just talking about new players. But it's just, to me, like I said, I was embarrassed. I'm like, this is not, you are not going to be able to keep up this style of hockey for 82 games and then expect a deep playoff run. You just can't.
You think
you got to use the regular season wisely. It's not about, like, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. You got to play your pieces properly, find out what works, build off that, and use, like I said, use the time wisely, because who gives a crap what position you finish in the regular season if you're out in the first round? Nobody cares. You're forgotten.
Right. All right. So let's talk about game one. They beat Arizona 6-2, and they scored three goals like immediately, and then kind of I mean, yes, they scored three more goals after that, but it was kind of touch and go there for.
Arizona did kind of get together. They were a little bit sloppy at first, and then kind of Arizona started to build momentum, but they've got a lot of work to do. Arizona is not a team that I'm concerned of. I mean, like, the blowout was kind of unnecessary too, because like, you've got the Pens up here and Arizona way down here. It's just, you know, it wasn't necessary. I mean, yeah, I'm going to sound like such an, you know, an a-hole, but you just got to play smarter. Like, and you can't let that happen where you're so strong and connected in the beginning, and then you kind of falter and you open a window for the other team to, you know, score. Would they score one? Scored two goals. Richie scored one in the beginning of, or in the second, and then he scored another two. I don't know if I'm right.
It was at one. Yeah, Richie scored two.
He scored both goals. So in one in the second and one in the third. But my point is, you come in strong. You got to keep that, maintain that all the way through. And if you're not gonna go for the offense, lock down the defense. You know, control your zone. Like, don't let anything by. Just keep that cushion lead and play hot potato for the rest of the game. Simple. Have some fun out there. Get to know your line mates. We've got some new lines shuffled this year. Have some fun. Get to know each other. That's what you do when you have a cushion in the beginning of the season. You figure out what works and what doesn't.
What other notes did you have from game one?
Penalties, man. We need, and especially Gino, needs to learn how to control your emotions. We took a lot of stupid penalties in game one. And Gino's, that one, I can't remember which one.
Are you talking about the first period?
He got, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
He got a misconduct, I think.
I'm gonna defend him there.
No,
you're 100% right that he takes unnecessary penalties, but that dude totally ran at his knees and tried to take out his knees. He didn't.
You know, like, you want to retaliate? Sure. If something happened, why take the risk? Why set yourself up for the chance of disaster when it's not necessary? When I talk about controlling your emotions, you just use that to play better, and don't let that player know they're in your head. Save it for another game. Don't let your opponents know what you're up to. Don't be predictable. Gino's predictable. And I'm sorry. I'm not against physicality in hockey. You know me. I love fighting. I love when they drop the gloves. I love that passion. But you gotta control those emotions, and learn how to channel them into your play, and then save it. You know, like, keep it in the back of your head for when you want to get them back. So, like a good poker player, never show your cards. I don't know. I'm losing it with.
No, you're right. You're right. You gotta keep the emotions in check. Yeah.
Big time.
Any other notes from game one?
Sydney with his slash was pretty pathetic too. He's another one. Game one, like, tone it down.
Oh, in the third period. Yeah. Yeah.
It was so unnecessary.
I've heard that it's actually maybe a good thing if they're a little bit more intense and physical, because that's, you know,
let's throw bodies around. Let's not draw penalties. Let's do clean legal hits.
Yeah.
Let's use our bodies. Let's catch people in the corners. Let's shut them down in the corners. Big open ice hits. Learn to play the game smart. We speak about hockey IQ all the time and how a good high hockey IQ is important. We've got some of the most highly IQ'd hockey players on this team. Well, I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing emotion running, taking control. Play smarter. Use your tools wisely. This is something we need to do if we want, to go all the way.
You'd think veterans of what, 15 plus years now.
17, 18.
Yeah. Would you know, you didn't have to, you wouldn't have to tell that, but
isn't Gino 19 years this season?
He's a year ahead of Sydney.
And Sydney's in his 18th. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks.
There's kids in that arena that have only been alive, they've only known.
Some of them not even. There's 10-year-olds there.
Right. You know? Yeah, I had to watch my mouth in front of them. I would know. Against the Lightning, another 6-2 score. I mean, this looked like a solid game.
This game they were connected. There was fluidity. They had some fun out there. I'm trying to think back. It was nice actually kind of seeing a battle of the captains with Sydney and Stamkos. I like that. I like that so much in this sport when an opposing player that you're facing brings out this fire in you, you know, like I gotta outdo you or I gotta outplay you. I like that. That's actually using your tools wisely, right? You get this person motivate you, inspire you, challenge you. Again, a blowout against a good team, I'm not gonna really harp on too much, because you kind of want to, you know, have your dominance. But I think I felt like they didn't play as intense as they did in game one. It was more, more organized. I think that's the word I'm going to use. However, it was messy in other areas. Very. But I'll get into that after.
I've heard that Malkin has looked much better than last year. And he has, as of right now, he has two pretty good line mates, too, which should help him, too. That whole line is there. They seem to be doing all right. Do you think?
I've wanted rest with Gino for a long time. It's really too soon for me to talk about lines. It's too soon. It's been a couple of games. I need 5 to 10 games before I can give, because, you know, one night can be different. One person's not, I go off an average in that certain situation, but I have been paying attention, to a little bit, to the lines, but not so much yet. I'm more focused on, you know, the individual players. But I mean Zucker and Gino are both disasters in certain areas, so having them together, it's a little concerning. But I'm all about chemistry, so if they have that chemistry and they can work through their downfalls, then, but it's just too soon for me to think lines.
Okay, any other notes from game two?
Not really. Face-offs. It's one thing about Sydney, like he's so good in so many areas of this game, but he seemed to have lost some confidence on the dot. Sometimes he has some good games, but I mean, I think the highest I've seen is 60%.
Is he just not taking face-offs?
Yesterday's game, but 40% in game two, 50% in game one. That's failure to me. Like, you are one of the strongest players. He's got a big, hard body. Use it.
I think he's not taking as many face-offs or something.
It doesn't
like
matter.
That.
It's still the percentage of when he wins one and when he doesn't win one. That's what I'm going off of. Oh,
I understand, but it's just...
I just think that he's lost a little bit of confidence, and it shows in that area. And I just really, really would like him, because he has always been a dominating force in this game. And I want to see that again, right from puck drop. I want to see that fierceness, that confidence, that swagger that he's had in the past. He's still healthy. He's still strong. He's still good. You know, he's got a beautiful shot, a beautiful pass. Focus on this, because so many times off the faceoff, that's how the play starts, right? Get control of that. Wrap it up.
Yep.
That's it.
And then the game against Montreal. there's nothing good about this. This was like just,
it was a good first period, but we were outplayed in every area.
Is it because they're young? Is it because it's Montreal? Is it because I don't know? Is it just one of those things, or because it was away?
That's on their team. I totally forgot Sean Monahan played there. I mean, we know what young players can do. They're thirsty. You know, they want to really make their mark. I am so for younger players ever since we had that success back in the 2015 through 17. I love it. I lean on that, you know, and I had a feeling that we were going to lose that game. And I was almost wrong, but I wasn't, because I mean, we gave up a 2-goal lead to lose in overtime. And I don't blame Casey. I do not blame Casey.
No, he did fine.
We were a mess.
Yeah, the team was a mess in front of him. He made some big saves. He looked solid.
I have nothing bad to say about Casey. I mean, he does his job well. He does the job the best he can. He's not like one of the best goaltenders in the league, but you know, goalie can only do so much, you know? And the fault of that, like I got a list with pretty much everyone but Casey.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was just bad. Letang had just one of his all-time worst games. He was just awful. Petrie coming back from, you know, returning to Montreal, maybe that messed him up or something like that, but he took some pretty crazy penalties.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to, I can't really say much about our new players. I haven't really been focused so much on them, which I should be, but I've been more focused on other things. But yeah, going back to your previous team, it's hard. It's hard. No matter how you look at it, it's difficult. Because you've got ties there and it's like, all of a sudden I'm here to beat you. But I don't think he was make or break for our loss. It was a team effort.
It was just one of those days. It's just one of those games where you just did not have it. And they still almost, you know, came away with a victory. And another thing I've heard as a concern is Dumoulin. I've
seen a really good play from Dumoulin last night. And I was like, there he is. Literally said out loud. I'm like, there you are.
Hey.
I forget what it was, but I love Dumoulin. I've always been a fan of Dumoulin. I know he's kind of tapered off. It could be confidence issues. I don't know. But there's something special in Dumoulin when he plays on his game. And he showed little sparks of it last night. And I'm like, got a boy. I was so happy. More of that, Brian, please.
Yeah. P.O. Joseph is the third pairing with Jan Ruta. I hope that works out. I don't know if they're just waiting for, I guess, Smith down in the minors to come up or something like that. But I just want to see P.O. Joseph have a shot. That's all. It seems like the front office doesn't like him and, you know, they're going to try to trade him or something like that, but at least give him a shot, give him like 10 games, see what he could do. I don't know.
I don't even have a problem with him.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's not even a freckle of a problem of concern. I know I probably sound like such like so bad. Like
it's because we care.
It's because I know what they're capable of and I'm not seeing it, you know? And yes, we have won 2 games. That's great, right? But they're meaningless to me. They mean nothing. They mean nothing. It's all about, like I said, securing a playoff spot and having energy and the right system going into that. I really, really want Sullivan to utilize this, make sure he plays, he runs his bench, and we got to do something different than we've done in the last 5 years. Okay.
Yeah.
So
please,
you know, so
do you think that means like playing like certain players are playing too much and maybe like even out the playing time on the lines or something? Would that help?
No. I think you play your better players. The point is to win, okay, right? Win, get a playoff spot. Play your better players, but don't overplay them. Not this soon. It's too difficult to really discuss that at this point. That's something that we should really look at halfway through. You know, like for me, like I said, regular season is glorified exhibition. Real hockey doesn't really start till after the All-Star break. That's when it starts to, that's when the regular season becomes more meaningful. So I don't really, I'm more about looking at individual players and their strengths and weaknesses and how that could be, you know what I mean? I think the beginning, they really need to tighten up on a couple areas that I'll cover in a bit, but they need to find that family feel that, you know, like we're more than a team. This is my family and we have to make decisions for the greater good.
Okay. I'm just worried that when there are injuries, somebody's going to get hurt. How is that going to mess things up? I mean, if there's really nobody down in the minors to come, you know, for depth, that's my concern is depth right now.
See, that's something where I am concerned, but I'm not, because that's when we'll see players playing for paychecks for spots, you know, and we'll see if there is anything there. But like I said, I don't have enough information on that, but from what I've known from people I've talked to, they're not very optimistic.
Okay. All right. So let's look at the rest of the month.
Can I just cover one thing quickly before we do that?
Sure.
So, you know me, I've been doing game notes forever. Post game notes. And I decided this year to focus on two areas that I think need the most work, and that's turnovers and missed shots. Now, briefly, in game one, we had 6 turnovers. In game two, we had 13. In game three, we had 21, making 40 turnovers in 3 games. I wrote down everyone that had turnovers and I gave them a grading. Gino had the most with 6. Then we have Beatrice with 4. And then tied for third, we have Kapanen, Sydney, Letang, Pedersen, and then DeSmith. But I don't put too much stock into goalie turnovers. They all had 3. And the rest of the team had 2 and 1. But here we got our 3 big guns, Sydney, Gino, and Letang. And they're in first and third, right? They're turning the puck over way too much. These are professionals, veteran professionals. Tighten up your game. Talk to people out on the ice. I don't care. It's a game of seconds and inches, yes, but there's still so much ice out there. And you can always take that half a second to look or talk. Talk out there. I'm always talking about communication. These turnovers are going to be our downfall. This is when we lose the puck and then give up a goal. Tighten that down. First and foremost, that is important. The other issue that we have is our accuracy when shooting the puck. We had 36 missed shots in the first 3 games, 12 in the first, 16 in the second, and 8 in the third. And our frontliners, the ones that I'm most concerned about, that I think they should all work on their accuracy, but Zucker, Letang, Kapanen, and Gino. These boys really need to get on the ice after practice and put in some time, just putting the pucks on the net. That's it. Really tighten up their accuracy, because these are missed shots, these are missed goals, and the point is winning. So take an extra second on that shot. Don't rush it. Like, I know it's a fast game, but there's always that half a second you can take and turn these missed shots into goals. I really like to see that happen. So I really, really can't stress how important it is that most of our players, like, this is my list, these are all players on this side here that need to work on their accuracy. And that's
a lot of them.
Zucker, Rust, Ruta, Letang, Carter, Raquel, Poling, Gensel, Archibald, Sydney, Dumoulin, Heinen, Kapanen, and Pedersen.
Even
can't
Kapanen?
Be missing the net that much.
Okay. All right.
You missed my double face.
I did miss it. I'm sorry. I know.
You would have gotten in post though. That'd have been funny.
we are so hard on them. We're like a but because we know what they're capable of. Yeah.
It's constructive criticism. Oh, and one other thing I wanted to announce to your listeners that since Tim Hortons hockey cards are not sold in the States, I will be doing a giveaway in a bit once I'm done collecting. I will be doing a giveaway for donut bag listeners in Pittsburgh for a complete base set. So that's 120 cards of all the players. So what I'll do is once I'm ready, I'll tweet about it and Joey will tweet about it. And then whoever retweets and da, 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 I don't need you to follow me. It's not about that. I'll pick one or two winners, depending. I have one full set for sure. I have to double check. If I have two, if I have three, I'll do three. But keep an eye for that.
That is so cool. So you get them at Tim Hortons?
Oh yeah. Like these two boxes back here are like, this is like three complete sets. I've got the binder somewhere, my binder, and then I've got like inserts. Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to do a giveaway. And I still have three packs to still open right now. Like I'm still buying them, but I figured because Americans don't have the opportunity and I want to do a giveaway, I'll do one for just Twitter and then one for the donut listeners.
Cool.
So keep an eye.
Awesome. Very cool. Dang, I wish I was eligible for this. That's an awesome.
No, prize. You are.
Oh, I am. Ooh,
yeah. Yeah, because you'll retweet my original tweet, and everybody that retweets it is entered.
There you go.
And then it's randomized.
Okay.
So yeah, of course you are.
Cool. All right. So looking ahead, they have for the rest of the month they have one home game against the Kings on Thursday, which I think I'm going to. Cool. Then they're at Columbus and then they have a West Coast swing, or at least the Western swing, at Edmonton, Calgary, at Vancouver, at Seattle.
And I think they could win all these games, but I'm going to say they're going to lose against Columbus. I don't know why. I just have a feeling. I'm taking that as a loss.
I think Columbus is good this year or better.
They're 0-3 right now. So they haven't won a game yet.
Okay.
I don't know. My instincts are saying that we're going to lose that. My instincts are saying we're going to lose against LA, but I can't take LA to win in any context ever. So I'm taking them to win just because, like, F you, LA. I'm still not over 2014. What do you think for LA?
Okay. So I think LA is a win.
Columbus?
I think Columbus is a win, but then it gets ugly. Edmonton, I think, is definitely a loss. Calgary, I think, is a loss.
Hold on. Loss. I'm going to take us to beat Edmonton to lose to Calgary. Yeah.
And that's tough because it's two games and two nights, too.
Yeah. Seattle, for me, Vancouver is going to be a loss, and Seattle is going to be a loss.
Are Edmonton and Calgary close to each other? I'm thinking no.
Calgary's ahead of Columbus, or Calgary's ahead.
Calgary, I'm talking about right in distance, in miles, kilometers. No, it's not that far. Oh, they're pretty close to each other.
No, okay, they're in the same province. So
okay,
safe. But yeah, no, yeah. So I've got us to. Oh, I put lose. I meant win. I've got us to win against Vancouver and Seattle.
So I have them going 4-2. I think they're going to beat the Kings.
I didn't get your last two.
They're going to beat Vancouver and Seattle. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So I've got me too, but I've got them losing against Columbus and you have them losing against Edmonton. So.
Well, that's no fun.
No, that's okay. Remember last year I was getting them right. Like every.
So
every single one.
So on my memories, we had you, me, and Ashley, we had some bet about Tampa, and you said they weren't going to go far, and I said they were, but I don't remember. We never agreed to bet on anything.
No, I had Columbus, or what? I had Colorado and Florida.
I remember that,
Stanley Cup final. So I was half right. I didn't specify what team. I just said Florida, the state of I did have Colorado to win the cup, though. This year, I actually have Toronto, Colorado. So
Toronto.
And then Murray got hurt and he's out a month. The only reason why I'm picking Toronto is because they do have the power to do it. Like, they're offensively, they're insane. And if Murray, you know, brought back his rookie, you know, his rookie days, like he relived, like it's possible. It's totally possible. And I think if it doesn't happen, Keefe's gone, Dubas is gone, everyone's gone, and Jen's going to take over the team.
There you go. There you go. Perfect. I'm gonna say Calgary and the Hurricanes. That's gonna be your Stanley Cup final.
Okay, I'll write that down.
Yeah.
Who's gonna win?
Calgary. No, Hurricanes, because we can't have a Canadian team winning the cup. That's
Where's the love?
I'm not saying, but I mean, it's been a while since a Canadian team has even
1993, I think.
Oh my God. It's been 30 years since.
I think so.
That was Montreal.
Yeah.
Montreal
beat the Canadiens. I don't know. We're due. I don't even care who does it. Just someone.
You certainly are due. That's for sure. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not, like I said, I premature. I didn't really put too much thought into it. So a friend of mine asked me who I thought would go this year, and honestly, my gut was saying Toronto, Colorado, so I just spit that out there, but who knows?
Would that be the most amazing final?
Oh man, I would be so happy.
It would be like
I'm not a Leaf fan per se, but I'm always going to support them, you know what I mean? Like, it's my hometown. Like, I've seen more Leaf games than I've seen any other team play. Okay, Pittsburgh might have that beat now, if you count how many times I watched each game. But yeah, I'd love to see it happen. It'd be good for the city, and it would shut the fans up, man. They're so toxic.
It's a very high pressure city.
It'd be nice, you know, like I'll go to the parade. If I have a Murray jersey, I'll rock that. But besides from that, I don't know. I'd probably throw on.
There's just too much talent there to keep failing so much.
It's the coach, man. It's the front office. You're not running your bench properly. You're not bringing the best out of your players. You're not utilizing them properly. You're just hoping. I swear, like Marner and Matthews, they run the team. They've got too much control. I reached out to so many people trying to get a hold of Dubas personally so that I can be like, hey, bro, I can help you. But it's... no such luck yet. But they, I mean, just sorry, Pittsburgh.
Isn't that kind of what happened to Edmonton? Is they had just a mess, and then they got a different coach, and they started to play really well. Yeah,
which Doing pretty good. But that's really important. It's really important to have a players coach. Like, for example, with Pittsburgh, like Sullivan has lost a room so many times in the last 5 years. I've lost count. I don't think Sheldon Keefe ever had the room in Toronto. I think he's just a little, beta vibes. Like, he doesn't have that. I think your coach needs to be an alpha, male or female. And you really got to stick it to your players. Like, you're there. Your job is to lead them and bring out the best in them. And I have no faith in Keith, and I want his job. So.
Yeah, let's get you a coach or somewhere in a front office or something like that. Come on, that's another thing that's overdue.
I kind of had my hand in a little bit somewhere, but you know, I want you know, it's time for me to spread my wings and do it being recognized. So
yeah. All right. Well, so glad. So glad hockey's back. So glad we're talking again. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Okay. Wait, we should do this, what, monthly now?
Nah, maybe. Yeah. How about every like 2-3 weeks?
Every 2 days? Got it.
Oh my goodness. That would be, we could do this like after every game, really, but no, let's do like
once a week. I'm available. I'm always available to talk with hockey with you. You're my favorite person to do it with because, you know, you're knowledgeable and I love looking at your background. I got a pillow.
I see that. Yeah.
And then a blanket. And
I have, yeah, I have so much. I have so much.
I have all my stuff's in boxes, like in boxes. I don't, I moved. Anyways. Okay. Yeah, so until next time.
Until next time. All right. I'll see you, buddy.
Okay.
Bye.
Ciao.